Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Tourists are coming to Marion County to visit our cemeteries. Yes, our cemeteries. Let's go in depth with Val Van Coten with the Marion County Pioneer Cemetery Commission from Pella. So Val, 4 years the Cemetery Commission's been in operation, right? About that?
That's correct. We're finishing up our fourth year. We were chartered in 2010.
And you've been working throughout the county?
We have. We've been all over the county and from cemeteries in the northern part to down by Attica, Bussey, Melcher, Dallas. We've been all over the place.
Well, I saw on your Facebook page the other day that you raised the old sign at Carlisle Cemetery by Attica. That was pretty neat.
That was one of our commission members, Larry Fudge, who's our vice president and lives in Attica, told us that he thought the sign was around. The arch had been taken down years ago because it was starting to tip over, and the caretaker there who mows it thought it was going to hurt someone, so he took it down. And Larry said, I think it's over by somebody's house. And we went over there and looked, and it was in a pile of weeds beside the house. And we pulled it out and kind of debated whether it was worth fixing up, but it took about a year to find the right craftspeople who would add legs to it and paint it and soda blast it. And it's a beautiful old Victorian arch, and so we put that up again earlier this week.
How many members of the commission are there?
Well, our members are pretty fluid. I'd say there's probably 20 to 25. Some come to meetings but can't come to a lot of the work days. Some come to work days but don't come to meetings. But I'd say we have close between 20 and 25 around the county, and some who come from outside the county.
Wow. And you're out there a lot, you and your group.
Yeah, we are quite a bit. We try to have at least one work day a month, sometimes more than that. Sometimes a little fewer than that. The first few years we were out a lot because there was so much to be done, and there were so many cemeteries that were really in danger of disappearing if we didn't do something quickly. So we were doing a lot of fencing, a lot of signage, and figuring out where cemeteries were. And now we're at the point where a lot of it is stone repair, and we hand that off to a specialist from Des Moines who deals with old gravestones, and so we aren't out there as much as we have been, but we're still getting quite a bit done.
I'm guessing that requires some specific knowledge and handiwork and handicraft. And
it does. One of the sayings that people who repair stones have is don't do any further damage. And sometimes, unfortunately, people who mean well and who go out and repair them do more damage to the stone than if they had just left alone. It's not inexpensive to get him to come from Des Moines, but he's excellent and he knows what he's doing, and he's very honest about telling us if one cannot be repaired.
I know that the commission members are volunteers, but it costs a little bit of money to do this, I presume. Where does that money come from?
The county allots us $5,000 a year, every year when the fiscal year begins on July 1, and we shepherd that very carefully. We can keep it and turn it over if we want for the next year. The first couple of years, we were doing a lot of the stuff ourselves. We didn't have big expenses, so we had a nice amount in the treasury. This year, Price Cemetery over by Otley, for instance, needs to have about 70 to 80 stones repaired. We just finished phase one of that. The first 40 were repaired, the ones that were in the worst shape. And that alone cost, I think, around $3,500 to $4,000. So all the money goes directly to repair and signage, and everybody who works on it is volunteer except for those specialists that we're paying.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Val Van Coten with the Marion County Pioneer Cemetery Commission. Now, those of us that love history, we know why this is a valuable kind of thing to do. But I suspect some listeners say, well, why are we putting money toward damaged headstones?
It, I am very passionate about that because I think there's really three reasons, well, maybe four. One is that it's a matter of respect. I don't think any of us would like to think of our grandparents' or great-grandparents' graves having broken stones and weeds and animals in the graveyard. And even though many of these families are no longer around, they had moved west or they've died out in the area, I still think we have to preserve their graves. Secondly, these stones are gorgeous. They are a piece of art. They're Victorian, most of them. You just don't find them around anymore. They have wonderful sayings on them. They're in beautiful settings, and I think we need to preserve that. And it's also, we're finding, it's becoming more of a matter of making the economy better. Our website went live 16 months ago, and since then, we've been flooded with requests from people wanting to know where someone in the county is buried. They found our website. We've had over 20 people come to the county who just are looking for people. Many of them are staying in hotels, staying and eating in the restaurants. We're finding that having a strong Pioneer Cemetery Commission and having that information available online is really bringing people into the county.
Well, where do we find it online?
Our website address is www.marioncountycemetery.wix.com/MCPCC. I know that's a mouthful. The MCPCC stands for Marion County Pioneer Cemetery Commission. And there you'll see a list of every Pioneer Cemetery in the county. You'll see a lot of our restoration pictures, ways to contact us. There's a map for each cemetery showing how approximately where it is, how to get there. And it's been a great benefit to our county and to people who are looking for ancestors.
I bet if we just Google Marion County.
Yep, Marion County Pioneer Cemetery, it'll come up.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Bill Buttrey with the county offices has helped a bit, hasn't he?
He has. He's helped us mapping, figuring out. We work together on when we find one that maybe he hasn't quite mapped correctly, we let him know. Or if he has one that we don't have mapped correctly, we try to make those really accurate. The biggest problem with the maps is that you have to pin a 9/11 actual address to them. Well, a lot of them are back in fields in someone's field. So we have to pin the nearest 911 address to it. And so sometimes it's not as close as what it looks like on the map, but it's as close as we can get it on the map.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Val Van Coten with the Marion County Pioneer Cemetery Commission. 20 people coming in from out of the county doing, I don't know how else to do it. It's tempting to call it graveyard tourism or something. That's probably not what you call it, but is that a booming industry?
Oh, it is across the country. Websites like Find a Grave are huge, and we have several commission members who are very involved with Find a Grave. They go out and take pictures of graves in request to people. People will post, hey, I'd like to see a picture of my great-great-grandfather's grave, and the people will go out and take a picture of it for them and post it for them. One set of visitors we had last summer, right after our website went up, were from North Carolina. They knew they had a great-great-great-grandfather who was buried in Marion County. They didn't know where. And they came, and turns out that their great-great-grandfather was a War of 1812 vet. We found the cemetery. They came. We had a ceremony with placing a flag and a marker on his grave. And they were just, they were speechless. They had been looking for so long and had not been able to find where he was buried. And so that was a great, great evening.
Well, that's sort of fun. It fits in sort of with our reputation for hospitality, Pella during Tulip Time, Knoxville during Nationals. And so we're used to hosting and helping people. Is that part of it too?
Well, I think that's true. We get a lot of phone calls as commission members from people who will say, you know, I'm only going to be in town for 2 days next week. Could somebody meet me and show me how to get to this cemetery or that cemetery? And a lot of us go out and do that. And we had a gentleman here from Seattle about a year or two ago who wanted to see his family plot, and we took him up there, and it was in pretty bad shape. That's one we've been working very hard on, and he's followed that very closely, emailing us, and we send him pictures when it's in different stages, and so he's been very excited about that.
You told me that you're going to go to a conference, what, next weekend?
Yeah.
And talk to people about this. What's the conference and why are you talking about it?
It's the Iowa Economic Development Commission, statewide commission. And they asked me to come in and talk about how putting together a Pioneer Cemetery Commission in your county can bring people in. The whole conference is about bringing in business, bringing in people to smaller areas, rural areas, small towns. And so I'm going to just talk about what we have seen happen with our Pioneer Cemetery Commission. I know there's a lot of people interested in it. I've had several people calling me already and saying, are you going to cover this or are you going to cover this? And we want to hear what you're doing. A lot of people don't realize that about one-third of the counties in Iowa right now have a Pioneer Cemetery Commission. Mm-hmm. Most of those are in the southern three tiers of the state. That's where the westward trek went through, mostly the southern tiers of the state. But every county has at least a few pioneer cemeteries, and so it really could help them not only with maintaining their history but also bringing in tourists and visitors.
And so what exactly is a pioneer cemetery?
A pioneer cemetery is defined by Iowa code as having 12 or fewer burials in the past 50 years. Honestly, in Marion County at least, I would say the majority of our pioneer cemeteries, and we have about 112 pioneer cemeteries, or 112 cemeteries in Marion County, and about half of those are pioneer, about 55. I would say the majority of our pioneer cemeteries have not had a single burial in the past 100 years. Most of the burials we find are from the 1850s to the 1890s, and after that, they really drop off.
Now, when I go to these cemeteries, and I've been to some of the ones where cemetery commission members are working, and then sometimes I just happen upon them by myself, and there's just something so special about them. And it's a unique combination of history and nature. You can listen to the birds, it's solitude, there's history lessons in every stone, and then there's also a spiritual quality being there.
Oh, very much. Our pioneer forefathers and foremothers usually chose their sites pretty carefully. They wanted a beautiful spot. They're usually high up. They're overlooking something. Price Cemetery, for instance, near Otley is a fantastic location. I love to go out there. There's deer. I've seen fox. We've seen lots of wildflowers, and it's gorgeous, and it's a wonderful place to reflect on life and to look at all the families. You can see generations buried there and see reflect on the continuity of our families. And I think some of our pioneer cemeteries have the most beautiful spots in the county.
Is that your favorite, Price?
Yeah, it is. It is my favorite. I have loved that one since the day I stumbled across it. And it's a large cemetery, and it's one of the oldest in Marion County. It's got one of the oldest burials. It has one from about 1841. I'm sure there are older ones, but none that we've run across right now. But it's in a gorgeous location, and it's in the back of a cornfield, and it's quite large. It has about 150 to 160 graves in it.
So are you looking for new members? You're looking for more people to help?
Oh, we're always looking for more people. We have a very diverse group. We have people who love to just come and work, and like putting up the sign the other night, it takes some strength and some power and some people to do that. We have people who like to do research online. We have our officers. We need people who are willing to be officers. We need people to come to the meetings and decide, hey, where are we going to go next? Which cemetery are we going to work on next? We need to work with landowners. We have to contact landowners very often when we're dealing with properties, cemeteries on their property, about getting permission to go work on them. And most of the time, the landowners are very, very excited that we're doing this. It's something that they often will say, I've been meaning to do something with this, but haven't. And so they usually work hand in hand with us.
Do you ever get the inclination to think that maybe someday you might decide on one of these pioneer cemeteries to be your own resting
place?
Oh,
I've already decided that. I would love to be buried at Price. I don't know if that's would work out. And that's an interesting aspect. We have quite a few people who call us and say, I want to be buried in a pioneer cemetery. It's my great-grandparents' land or whatever. And we as a commission have decided to leave that up to the individual township trustees. Many of these, as you can imagine, many of these cemeteries don't have good records. We're not sure where people are buried. Nobody wants to be digging and then run into another grave. So I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to be buried at Price or not, because it's there's a lot of land there that doesn't. We don't know exactly where people are buried, but that would be my choice. Yeah.
Thanks to Val Van Coten for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.